and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Saturday to you. I'm Tiffany Bacon, and we're going to have an awesome conversation today. Now, you know, I'm very much a youth advocate, and my specialty, especially with my day job, is HIV STD prevention education. For those of us who are Christians, we know that we want our children to follow what the Bible says, and we want them to wait until marriage and not have premarital sex, but the reality is a lot of people do. And as a result, there are quite a few STDs that are out there that are greatly affecting our children, and there has to be information given to them so that they, if they decide not to listen to mom and dad and the Bible, they need to know that, hey, there is a reason why we ask you to wait. There are some things that are out there that can greatly affect your health. So we are talking about that today. We have two awesome guests joining us in the studio. Our dear friend, Chenil Melton from the I Choose to Live campaign. This is her baby, and she's teamed up with BET. Their Wrap It Up tour is coming to Philadelphia next week at a local charter school. And they're going to be talking about some of the dangers and what the STDs are and why so many of our young people are afflicted with STDs because of lack of knowledge. And also joining us on the phone is Jerry Dyson, an adolescent medicine specialist. I'd like to welcome both of you to the program this morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Chenil.
Hey.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us. Chenil has been on the program before. Your I Choose to Live campaign is awesome. You do so many things. Just refresh our memory about all the different things I Choose to Live brings to youth.
Well, our mission is to inspire and motivate young adults through art, education, and community outreach. Mm-hmm. Our major, our main platforms or modes of art that we use are mm-hmm. theater and film. So we have theater-based workshops, film-based workshops, mm-hmm. and all of them really focused on the issues that teens face, the decisions that they're making, their attitudes, mm-hmm. behaviors. Mm-hmm. And when we put on these plays, we always have a play, then we'll have a speaker and an mm-hmm. open discussion afterwards. Mm-hmm. But the plays bring up so many different situations and things that they can just relate to. They can look on the stage mm-hmm. or look at the screen and see these decisions and then think for themselves
nice.
Versus us preaching at them and saying, hey, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. No, you can see it unfold on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the stage look like them,
yeah.
talk like them. So it's just a powerful way to really help them see what, you know, what their decisions can lead to.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all about the theater, and theater is so powerful. So is film. It really can speak to you in so many ways. And when it's good, you're drawn into the story and you're like, oh, my goodness, like I feel like I'm such and such character. I could see myself in that situation and I hope I make a better choice than that,
right.
than that person or whatever. I mean, and that's great that you use theater and film in that way. Now, you also have been working with STD, HIV prevention for a little while. Talk about some of the things that you have learned in working in the field and how it relates specifically to our children.
Some of the main things that I've learned is that the lack of proper guidance really has a detrimental impact on our young people because they really look to their community, they look mm-hmm. to their peers, they look to their parents, they look to the people that they see outside of the home, like mm-hmm. people they see on TV or the music they listen to. Our children are really, really being led in a wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And so when it's coming from all different angles where people are not helping them to make positive decisions, mm-hmm. then it has that trickle-down effect. And they're really just making decisions that are that they don't realize are mm-hmm. just messing up their lives
right.
because they're getting STDs, HIV, things that are incurable, mm-hmm. having a lot of babies, and they don't think about it. They mm-hmm. say, oh, my mom never taught me or mm-hmm. My man on the block or, you know, something
right.
like that. This mm-hmm. is just what we do. And they really live by the motto YOLO. So
it's and just, please tell everybody what YOLO is for those who are listening who are like, what is she talking about, YOLO?
YOLO stands for you only live once. So while they're young, they want to make these decisions not thinking that it's really going to affect their future.
Mm-hmm.
But they will live, you know, Lord willing, they'll live to see 30 or 40 or 50. And they're thinking about, oh, right now I'm 17. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm 21. I don't care. I just want to have as much sex or get as many girls because that's where they get the most recognition.
All right, good stuff. And Jerry Dyson joining us via the telephone. Thank you so much for calling in. You're an adolescent medicine specialist. Talk briefly about how long you've been doing this and what got you started.
Ooh, well, good morning. I've actually been doing adolescent medicine for adolescent medicine and sexually transmitted diseases for the past 12 years. I've been doing medicine for a little longer than that, but what's really gotten me into dealing with teenagers and sex and sexuality, HIV, all of those things is that, honestly, adults have a hard time really discussing it. So the teens don't really have a place to go to. I'm not saying there are no sources out there, but when it comes to teenagers, most of them look to their parents for information, like Chanel was saying. People on their block, their girlfriends, guy friends, they hear from their peers. And so that's what actually incited me to go into the field of adolescent medicine and do sexually transmitted diseases. Because many adults don't really feel like talking to kids about, especially in the medical field.
Right.
It's a small number of physicians who actually do adolescent medicine. So I guess they feel like, okay, you're still a baby, you shouldn't be doing it. And what kids should and shouldn't be doing doesn't really have an effect on what they do and don't do. So that's actually why I picked adolescent medicine in terms of my subspecialty and why I work with teenagers.
Awesome. And I definitely want you to just think about this for a second. I want you to just break down some of the things that you have seen, like how the STDs that affect our youth, what are the top ones that are that affect our youth, and the mentality behind the young people when they find out that they have something, you know, are they completely surprised? Did they not know anything about it at all? I want you to address that in just 1 second. I want to remind people, if you're just tuning in, this is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We're having a real and raw conversation about STDs and HIV in particular that affect our young people in our community. According to this press release, Philly is in the top 10 for STDs among all of the large cities for youth ages 13 to 24. We are in the top 10, y'all. There's a lot going on in our city. And here in the Christian community, we must be aware of it. We cannot close our eyes to it because it eventually affects everybody in one way, shape, or form, whether we're talking about the healthcare or we're just talking about who your child may end up dating and being involved with and hopefully marrying sometime in the future. So these are things that we all have to be aware of in the community. I want to bring you, my listening audience, into the conversation. One, if you have any questions for our guests, feel free to call. Two, I'd like to know from your Christian perspective, do you think parents should know more about STDs and include it in that birds and bees, quote unquote, conversation? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. The question, do you think parents should know more about STDs and should they include it in the, quote unquote, birds and bees conversation? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. All right, Jerry, so what are the cases that you have seen in our youth?
So with our youth, the number one sexually transmitted infection is HPV. That's human papillomavirus. That is a virus that causes genital warts and cervical cancer in women. It can cause anal cancer, penile cancer in young men. So that is the most common sexually transmitted disease when it comes to overall. When we're talking about bacterial infections, chlamydia is number one. Chlamydia is an infection that usually causes cervicitis, which is a fancy term for inflammation of a female's cervix. But the thing to remember is that all of these infections, most of the time, cause absolutely no symptoms.
Mm.
So that's why it's important for teenagers, adults, if you are sexually active, to go into your medical advisor, your school clinic, somewhere, and say you want to be screened for sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And teens always say to me, well, you guys always talk about HIV like that's the only infection in the whole world. There are other things that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to remember is that with HPV, with chlamydia, those increase your chances of getting HIV.
And talk about how that works, because I know here in the field, because I work in the field with Chenille as well, and we ask that question, everybody's looking like, huh? How in the world does that make it easier to get HIV?
Right. So what I normally do when I'm explaining it to my teenagers is I'm saying, like, if someone is breaking into your house, the smaller infections, so the HPV, the gonorrhea, the chlamydia, what they do is they come in to the home, they break in first, and they turn off the security system, or they disable the security system, allowing the bigger virus or the bigger thing to come in and mm-hmm. invade the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a simple way of saying it, but really what happens is those infections decrease your immune system, and they make you a little more susceptible to acquiring HIV, in the layman's terms, without getting too technical.
Right. Okay, good stuff. And what is the attitude of the youth that you see who have been infected? Did they know about it before? Are they completely shocked? What is their response?
And I have a myriad of reactions from most of my patients. Some of them actually do know that they're infected, and they continue to infect other people. Sometimes it's because they may have thought, oh, well, it was just some discharge. It was just burning, a little bit of pain, or it wasn't really anything. I thought something was weird. But, you know, sometimes when some teens are in certain situations, they opt to have sex over figuring out what the problem is before we go any further.
Mm.
Some of them do come in, and they're absolutely clueless that they have a sexually transmitted infection. Some of them may come in, and they don't have any symptoms, like we said before, because 70 to 80% of infections go unnoted.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll just be walking around. Everything is fine. I feel fine, fancy, and free.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having sex unprotected, or they use condoms sporadically, which is just as bad as not using it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those situations, those kids come in, and we tell them about their HIV or gonorrhea chlamydia status, and they're shocked. They really are shocked. So that's when we use a slow down and use our time to really counsel them. Because like Chenille said, a lot of our teenagers feel like, YOLO, you only live once. But really, if you think about it, if you really took in the term YOLO seriously, you only live once, you're like, I want to make sure that my life has longevity.
Right. Right.
I'm just running through here, just doing anything, just trying to, I'm just living vicariously and just dangerously.
Right, right.
Like, no, I do only live once. Let me take my time and really have a valuable, meaningful life.
Awesome. Making good points, making great points. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for joining us. We are your inspiration station, and we are trying to inspire you to be educated about STDs in our community, especially as it relates to our youth. The youth numbers are pretty strong, and Philadelphia is in the top 10 of the most infections among folks 13 to 24. That is important to know, not just if you are a parent, just if you are a concerned citizen in the tri-state area. It's important to know what is going on. So we're having a very frank discussion. If you feel like you can't handle this discussion, well, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You can check back in with us later. But I hope that you stay here, because this is what is happening. So we're having a real deal in the field conversation about sex and STDs with you this morning. I'd love for you to be a part of the conversation. I'm asking you this question. Do you feel that parents should know more about STDs and include it in their birds and bees conversation? What do you think? 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phones. We have Carolyn calling in from Olney on line 2. Carolyn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm just calling because as being a healthcare in the healthcare profession, it's so important that we as parents educate our children about these issues because if they're not going to get it from us, which is the correct way, they'll go out in the street or go somewhere else and get it incorrectly and take it lightly and then wind up with something that's serious. So I really think it's important as a Christian woman that parents really need to educate themselves exactly what the approach and how it is to talk to adolescents. And even young as now, as what I hear as 9 and 10, you know, I had experience with my son, with the 10-year-old little girl, you know, who innocently sent something inappropriately, but I had to sit down and talk to him at that age and explain to him. So we need to just be a little bit more informative with our children and educating them. It's so important because they take it lightly and they don't realize that some of these diseases can just not kill you but affect you later in years to come, to even just to have children.
Absolutely. And it's sad that folks can start on the road of messing that up for themselves early on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your comment. I appreciate you listening this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Shanil, in the work that you do with youth, and I know you go into like the communities that a lot of people don't get to see. You get to talk to youth that a lot of people have cast to the side, said, oh, man, forget about them. Just keep them locked up or whatever the case may be. What is their response when you bring your messages to them, when you bring the education to them?
It's surprising that people don't realize that, I mean, we're far removed, I guess, this generation from Magic Johnson having a big reveal, you know, revealing that he had HIV. So, and I was even, you know, one of these people who didn't think that HIV was really real or prevalent until I took a class and I heard a statistic and I really had to research it. So just the same as I was ignorant, young people are still very ignorant to the susceptibility of becoming infected with HIV, and then their perceptions of if they're even at risk for contracting HIV. So the main thing that that's really surprising, I guess, is that they just don't know they're at risk, and they choose not to use condoms, and they have multiple partners, and they just don't care. They don't think that it's real. I've even had young people say, I'm Superman, you know, or all you got to do is just go go get some penicillin. All you got to do is go take a shot. So they really feel invincible, and they really don't see the long-term effects on this. And the sad part about it is that they are having unprotected sex with these, with young women. Young women are also, you know, saying, yes, you know, I'm not going to ask you to use a condom. They don't want to have these conversations. And it's just, it's ironic because you're trusting this person. We tell the young people every single time, if you choose to have unprotected sex with this person, you're telling them you trust them with your life. You don't know what that person has. So just when we present these messages in these realistic ways, they come away from it saying, wow, I never thought about it like that. Or, man, maybe I do need to use condoms. Or in the beginning, they're, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I don't like the feeling. I don't have time. And if I'm right there, I'm not going to leave it, you know, all of that stuff. But once we present everything, they start to really have a change of heart. So they say, oh, now, all right, I think I would use a condom. Or some even say, last night after we had our session, they come back the next day and say, yeah, I went home and I talked to my little brother about this. I talked to my little sister. Y'all really had me scared. We tell them the point is not to scare you, but we just want you to know all of the information so that you can make an informed decision and you know what you're putting yourself at risk for. So now you're accountable for this information. And from here on out, you know, whatever those consequences are, you know you made that decision fully knowing what you were putting yourself at risk for.
Ladies, let me ask you, do you feel that... And I'm speaking from a Christian perspective. Do you feel that a little bit of fear with this truth will help keep young folks at bay from making the decision to have sex? So in other words, if you tell them what the Bible says, tell them what you would hope that they would follow, and then give them, and here are the statistics for Philadelphia, and these are the diseases, and this is what they do to your body, and creating that fear of, Lord Jesus, I don't want that in my life. Do you think that would help curb some of the numbers?
Well, this is Jerry. And Tiffany, I am so glad that you asked that question, because honestly, fear does not work. And I think parents fear works. Mm-hmm. I think some physicians think fear works. Mm-hmm. Fear does not work because we've actually used that in the past and it doesn't work. It works mm-hmm. very momentarily when the patient sees the picture, when they hear, oh my God, your test came back positive. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes they get scared and nervous. Oh my God, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I've seen so many patients who tell me, oh, Dr. Dyson, I'm not going to have sex ever again. I'm like, okay, that's in this moment. Mm. But once they step out and they experience somebody else that they like or they're attracted to, all those pictures, all the dialogue, much of the dialogue, not all, but the fear tactic that we use, it doesn't work. So what I always tell people, especially in the Christian community, we have to opt to teach kids their options and what's going to be the best thing for them. So sometimes when we keep showing them, oh, this is what's going to happen if you have sex, this is what's going to happen if you have sex, mm-hmm. and it doesn't happen, it kind of goes against what our whole method of trying to teach them mm-hmm. in that direction, as opposed to saying, you know, we desire that you have the best ultimate sexual experience with somebody who loves you, somebody who cares for you. You have so much stuff going for you. I know you plan on entering college. I know whatever their dreams are, it's really important for us to put their dreams consistently in their face, as mm-hmm. opposed to constantly saying, oh, you're going to get an STD, you're going to die, you're going to, because I've seen some people put it on so thick. Mm-hmm. It's just unrealistic. And honestly, it's not working. It hasn't worked in the past. And we need to quit using fear as a tactic.
Okay, Chanel, your thoughts?
I actually agree with that. And I do think that that is a common response. Mm-hmm. When they do hear the information, they hear the mm-hmm. facts, they do feel like, oh, no, you scared me. I'm not going to do this anymore. But the fact remains that STDs in Philadelphia are out of control. HIV, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. So it's still happening. And it's still being passed from person to person. I think that it does affect people differently. So mm-hmm. some people, that fear might work. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. like Dr. Jerry was saying, that's not the main tactic. So I think just showing them that they have options and showing them what can happen to their lives, like when we use our plays, mm-hmm. what happens to your life when you make these choices? Mm-hmm. Why are you here? How do you value yourself? Do you have goals? Mm-hmm. All of that stuff comes into play, and it affects how you live your everyday life and what kind of decisions. So if you don't feel like you have anything to live for, then you're going to make your decisions based on that. So one of the main mm-hmm. things that we do with I Choose to Live is just show them that they do have resources and their life is important. And mm-hmm. and I feel like everybody is a genius in some capacity. They just have to find what their passion is. So mm-hmm. once they switch their focus and they find value in their lives, then mm-hmm. they'll start to make more positive decisions.
So it sounds like, ladies, you are saying that, and I'm completely being the host here and just asking questions, not inserting my own ideas on this, because I want you to put as much information out as possible. But it sounds like you are saying for parents who have children of sexual interest age, that there should be a multi-pronged approach to trying to keep them from being reckless. And of course, most Christian parents would say, I just don't even want you to think about it until you're 35 and ready to walk down the aisle, period. But you're saying there should be a multi-pronged approach to this subject that does include the goals in your life, that does include making sure they feel healthy and safe and loved at home, that does include these are the things that are out here in the world and you should be aware of it before you make any decisions when I'm not looking. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's exactly what I'm saying, because even with sex, there's other decisions that people have to make outside of sex, mm-hmm. whether or not they're going to use drugs, mm-hmm. whether or not they're going to engage in any type of risky behavior. When we do our mental health campaign, we mm-hmm. explore bullying, suicide, mm-hmm. all types of things. So if people are making negative decisions, less positive decisions, mm-hmm. then there's a reason for it. What is the root of it? Mm-hmm. So if they're having unprotected sex, chances are they're also doing other things that aren't good for their lives, mm-hmm. Or good for their futures, and they're not thinking about the impact that it's having. Mm-hmm. So it's really a broader topic, but sex is something that you can see consequences, you can see STDs, you can see all of that. So it's just one thing in a big picture.
All right, ladies, hold on that thought. Jerry, if you can just hold on for a couple of minutes. I see we have Mark in Pottstown and Gina from North Philly, or Gianna, I'm sorry, from North Philly. I see you guys are on the queue to make your comments, and also Lou in North Philly. I want you guys to speak. Just do me a favor. Hold on for a few minutes. If you have not yet called in, we invite you to call in to be a part of this discussion. We are talking about HIV and STDs with youth in our community, and my question to the audience is, do you believe that parents should be more informed of STDs and include that in their birds and bees conversation with their kids? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Everybody, hold on to your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. In the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And thank you so much for joining us. We're in the second half of the program today. It is real. It is real, real, real on this radio right now this morning. We are talking about sex and teens, STDs and HIV. And if you're taking a deep breath like, oh, I don't want to hear it, you're probably the main one that wants to hear it. As Dr. Jerry says, like I said, if you feel like you can't handle the conversation, then we'll see you next week. But yeah, we feel that you're probably the main one that needs to hear the conversation. We are not sugarcoating what is happening in our community, especially since Philadelphia is in the top 10 of cities with the most STDs among our youth. Did you hear me? Philly is top 10. We love being top 10, but not for this. With youth having STDs between the ages of 13 and 24. 13, y'all, that's not quite high school yet. Unless somebody got skipped a grade, that's still 7th, 8th grade. So there's a lot of activity folks are not telling you, parents, adults, about. And we're talking about the risks of such activity. What is going on? That is our conversation this morning. Just to revise the question that I've put forth to you, the listening audience, do you feel that parents, adults, should learn about STDs so they can include it in their birds and bees conversation? 215-263-1039. We're going to go right to the phones, ladies. We have Mark calling in from Pottstown. Mark, thank you for your patience, and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge that, you know, this is an awesome topic, and that parents are totally unaware, and they need to have counseling. They need to have courses and classes so that they can convey this message to the children properly, because the people that you had addressed in terms of they don't want to hear what's being said, those are exactly the ones that are under the radar. Oh, not my kid. You know, we go to church. You know, they're aloof as to what's really going on, because the term birds and bees is passe. Mm-hmm. Like the sons of Issachar, we have to have understanding of the times. We have to be aware that this thing is real, and it's like the war on crime and drugs. Mm-hmm. The war on HIV AIDS has kind of dwindled to a certain degree, because it's not as in your face as it was before. Mm-hmm. And I heard the lady say the YOLO thing, and I really like the fact that, you know, we do only live once, and we have to take care of ourselves, because the children are not going to yield to it if it's coming from an authoritative disposition, a browbeating, and you know, a terror tactic, you know, but more so a term like how the Bible says that we have to raise up a child in the way it should go. Mm-hmm. As a youth pastor, you know, in our church, we say no ringy, no dingy, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have to be upfront and in your face with this, because it's the devil is real, and he's going to use any guise, any disguise, any trap to snare them. Mm-hmm. And for them not to know that it's a aspect of steal, kill, and destroy, to steal their life away from them and leave them without a hope in the future. The medication that people are on these days are having them live longer. And now I heard it said, as I used to be an HIV Protection and Prevention Awareness Counselor, and now they're saying that the texture is like, oh, we can live longer with it. So now it's grouped in with like living with diabetes.
Mm.
So it's not as an alarming mm-hmm. situation mm-hmm. as it mm-hmm. used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And children
because
need
it
to know
mean sudden death.
You know, mm-hmm. you can live with this, but you're not going to have the quality of life. You're mm-hmm. not gonna have the abundance. Now you're gonna have to put your faith to the test, like the one with the issue of blood. Can you believe him through it? Can you believe him healing for it? But he doesn't want us to live, you know, with the sacrifice. He says, just be obedient. Don't do it.
All right. So, and Mark, I hate to do it. I'm going to have to cut you there. No, that's okay. Just because we a lot of people want to comment, and I want to get as many people on as possible and still go back to our guests. But thank you for your comments, and definitely thank you for listening to the program this morning.
All right.
Take care.
Have a blessed day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Gianna calling in from North Philadelphia. Gianna, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I want to say thank you for having this topic. It's extremely important because I graduated from high school 10 years ago, but now I teach high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so many young people are out here having sex, and they don't even think about any type of consequences. And now the curriculums have changed a
mm-hmm.
lot. So when I was in school, we were taught about STDs and mm-hmm. contraception, and it wasn't taught in a fear factor type of way. It
mm-hmm.
was taught in a this is what can happen to you way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are not necessarily even allowed in some circumstances to teach children
mm-hmm.
about STDs and about contraceptives and about consequences. And it doesn't stop them from having sex, and it doesn't stop them from getting pregnant. It doesn't stop them from catching different diseases. So no, fear definitely doesn't work, because if fear worked, then we wouldn't have so many people having babies
mm-hmm.
out of wedlock and, you know, when they're young, or catching STDs, you know, and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I think it's better to just be honest with
mm-hmm.
them, and don't show them the scariest picture that you can find on the internet. Find something that's realistic, because when people show STDs, they always make it look like, oh, your penis will fall off, or, you know, things like that that are just not real.
Mm-hmm.
Show them something that's real and honest, so that when they do feel that slight burning or that slight itching,
mm-hmm.
then they're like, this doesn't feel right, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
But parents mm-hmm. definitely need to take charge. They need to get educated themselves, because most parents don't even know. Because that's why, you know, they run around and have STDs too.
All right. And that's
know.
that's a topic
so,
we definitely need to branch off on and speak to probably in a different show, because I don't have as much time. But thank you, Gianna. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing your thoughts this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a blessed day. All right. Bye bye. Let's go to Lou calling in from North Philadelphia. Lou, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Well, first, like just like everyone else, I just want to thank you for having such a dynamic topic to talk about this morning. I enjoy your show, and I just wanted to thank you real quick for that. And I don't really want to take up too much time, but it just hit so home to me, because I spent a lot of my time as some of your other callers, as a youth advisor, as a peer
mm-hmm.
counselor. And I think that you hit it right on the nose. I think that adults and parents really need to really get educated regarding STDs and HIV. Now, I'm speaking as a young man who is currently living with the virus.
Okay.
So even with my knowledge now, because I have like two little comments, you know, even with all the education that I have, I'm currently working in the health field. I'm a nurse, you know, and I'm steady progressing into healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't my ignorance that that really I would blame for my current situation. But I will say that it was my inability to, being a younger man, to make conscious decisions, kind of like what you were talking about, or what the doctor was saying about, you know, you live only once, but really, what type of quality of life is it that you really want to have? And I think that nowadays, that the reason that parents and that are my generation in the 20s are so so ill-informed is because it was such a taboo back in the day to talk about something, especially in Christian families, because the idea is that any sex outside of marriage is wrong. So, you know, a lot of times I feel as though parents stray away from having this topic because they don't really want to open up doors. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to put any ideas. But what they don't really realize what they're doing is that they're putting a crutch on their child, because now they're going out. And I think that as young people, we all think that our parents are wrong and that we're right and that our peers are right. And we want
y'all go through that phase.
We want to, you know, and that's like the big major thing. We want to feel included. And it's like almost like if you haven't had an STD, you're not HIV positive, or you don't have, you're not going through any one of these things, then you really don't have much of a conversation. And that's a sad commentary.
All right. And Lou, so, I have to cut you there just because I want to get as many people on to comment and, of course, go back to our guests. But thank you so much for sharing your story, and thank you very much for listening to the program.
No problem, and you have a blessed day.
You do the same. Let's take Ms. Smith calling in from South Philadelphia. Ms. Smith, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Ms. Smith. I'm going to talk something about children, young people.
Yes, ma'am.
They're not taught that they're not supposed to have sex with a man unless he's married to them. They show it to get older, but so much peer pressure out there, and they do it as they see other people doing. There's so many present teens out here, and I just want to reach out for the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that they should wait till they get grown and wait till they get married and help them get college. I mean, help them get resources and stuff. I do have a lot of resources.
Okay.
I'm a humanitarian.
Okay. And thank you, Ms. Smith. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us this morning.
I'm going to be a big sister. You have any resources for me to be a big sister for the young people out here?
Well, I can probably put you on hold, and we can see if either of our guests can have, if they have any resources for you, but I'll need to put you on hold real quick for that, and then we'll come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
Thank you. You need to play a song for the young people.
So. Okay, wait, hold on. Ms. Smith, we have to talk right now, so I can't play any songs right now, so I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll see if we can get that information for you, okay?
Thank you. It's a great show.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to Cleo calling in from South Philadelphia. Cleo, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi. How are you, and God bless?
God bless you.
I was listening to the radio. I listen to you guys every day, and I think the topic that you guys are having this morning is like one in a million. I believe in my heart of hearts that when they started taking out health education in school,
mm-hmm.
I think that made it harder for parents to talk to their kids, because you can ask them all day long, are they having sex? I worked with drug and alcohol. And they both go hand in hand. Once these children get out here and they start finding out that they want to try pot, or because their friends are drinking and they want to drink, both of them go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I know from being in the health field and working in this area, I have seen young women, like you guys are saying, 18, 19 years old, that contracted AIDS, and they didn't know how to tell their family, and they were running around making children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much that they get it themselves, but their children are born with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking away from them. And I met a young lady one time who told me she contracted it at 14 years old, and she didn't care. And she was just out here, you know, going wild, you know, because
mm-hmm.
she felt like she wanted to pay back somebody else.
Yeah.
So sometimes even when they know they contracted it, they don't stop.
Right.
I believe we got movies about everything that these young people will go to the movies to see. I believe someone needs to come up with a real live movie, something that would be entertaining enough to show them what really goes on in the entertainment mm-hmm. and real world and in life.
Well, I know that's one thing Chenille is probably putting together right now, because she is into making films and doing theater that speaks to youth about topics like this. I want to say, Cleo, thank you so much for your conversation.
Oh, God bless.
And God bless you too. You do the same.
Keep up the good work. God's word is the only work.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Take care. Before we close, I know we have Keith on the line, and I want to get back to you. I know Dr. Jerry is still on the line. Chenille's still in the studio with me. Just wanted to get a couple calls. So Keith is going to be our last call for the day. Keith from North Philly on line 3. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello. Good morning to you also. What a wonderful topic to speak on.
Thank you.
With all this, everything's going on with our youth. I just want to make a comment to Dr. Jerry. You know, what kind of outreach are you doing? Can you be? Can I get in touch with you to bring you to a group? And also, the ignorance that's placed in our community. We had such a reactionary community that, like, you know, I mean, like the gentleman said, that now is not as prevalent, but it is. But since all these medications out there, everybody's like is not as broadcast as it is like years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, when it was a strict death sentence. But hopefully we can become more educated and I can, you know, we can, you know, maybe can bring this to light again in our community and be more, proactive in this thing because it's killing us.
Amen. Okay, Dr. Jerry, can you help the brother out?
So you can reach me at www.drjerryspeaks.com. Most of the community work that I do outside is global, actually. It's national and international, and many of the times what I end up doing is really taking the passion that I have for teenagers as well as their parents and taking it into whatever environment. So I do come to churches, I come to schools, and I'm the resident medical expert for BET's Wrap It Up campaign. So that actually gives us a lot of exposure into the schools as well.
All right, and Keith, what we're going to do, because we're going to have to wrap. Keith, are you listening? What we're going to have to do is put that information on our website, so make sure you go to praisephilly.com, and you'll be able to connect to Dr. Jerry, and it's J-E-R-I, correct, Dr. Jerry?
Correct.
J-E-R-I is how you spell her name, drjerryspeaks.com. So thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
All right. Take care. Dr. Jerry, I know we only have a few minutes left. You said you're the resident what for BET's Wrap It Up campaign?
The medical advisor for the BET Wrap It Up campaign.
Okay. And without giving all of the details, because I know this is pretty much a closed event, but talk about what you are coming to Philadelphia to do next week.
So when we're in Philadelphia next week, we'll actually have a panel discussion that discusses the reactions that people are going to have to Chanel's play. We're going to discuss some of the emotions that they're feeling, some of the questions that they have, because from my understanding, the play is going to leave everybody speechless and full of questions and some comments. So that's basically what we're going to do.
And Chanel, I know you have to skedaddle, but just tell us a little bit about what your play is about.
So it examines the lives of two young adults. They go to a therapy session. They're in this relationship, and they're making different decisions throughout the relationship that a lot of people can relate to, that we see all the time. Either we've experienced it personally or other people we know have experienced these things. Mm-hmm. So we get to get an inside look of what their relationship is like. What are some of the issues? What did it stem from? What were their parents like? You know, different things like that without it being preachy.
Right.
Just tied up into a nice package where you can see step by step how something negative can happen based on your decisions, or how could it have been a positive outcome. So that's what they'll see. They'll see a relationship, just a real live relationship, and what happens.
All right, good stuff. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the program this morning. I thank you. And yep, you could talk about that too.
Okay, and I just want to thank the community. Will be partnering with Green Soul and also King's Rule Together. They're some of our sponsors that are helping bring this forum to Philly. Well, not bring the forum to Philly, but once they get to Philly, they're helping provide food, t-shirts, giveaways, things like that, just so that that the kids or the students have something great to walk away when our panel feels welcome. So we just want to give a special thank you to Green Soul and also King's Rule Together.
All right. Awesome. 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 Dr. Jerry, great information, great work that you're doing. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you, Tiffany. It was great. We had a great conversation.
Yes, and there needs to be a part two and a part three, because we were talking off mic about some things that that we really need to have on mic and in a longer form in a setting like this. So hopefully that can happen sometime very soon.
Excellent.
All right. Awesome. So please, if you'd like more information, or if you would like to replay this show for anybody who missed it and have your own celled conversations in your own home, in your own worship centers, then make sure you go to praisephilly.com. I know my producer Larry will have it up there sometime really, really soon, and you can just check out this particular program. With that said, much love going out to my offsite producer Donovan West and my in-studio producer Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Hey guys, have a peaceful, positive, and productive week, but don't touch the dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.